My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk. Hello. I'd like to continue the exploration of minor harmony that was started in previous podcasts. We looked at Autumn Leaves as an example song, and in this podcast I'd like to look at Fly Me to the Moon as another song which uses the similar concepts. So if you turn to page 133 in the Insights in Jazz book, you'll see the roadmap of this song, Fly Me to the Moon. So the structure is a song of two halves, and the two halves are almost completely identical. So the first half is split into two sections called A and B, and the second half is split into two sections called A and C. And that's because there's a one chord difference between the B section and the C section. Now, just keeping the meta view in mind, if you look at this song in terms of what colour there is on the roadmap, you'll see that the A sections are white on the left hand side and blue on the right hand side, indicating that we've got this major minor shift that we saw in Autumn Leaves. So keeping it at a high level, I mean, I'll go into the detail later, but at a high level we've got a cadence going to C major, and then we've got a cadence going to A minor, the relative minor of C major. That's roughly speaking what the A sections are made up of. Now the B section is made up of a brick called Dropback, and we saw this brick before in the bridge of Blue Moon. This is the brick in its pure form. So basically it starts off as a cadence to C, D minor 7, G7, C major 7. It drops back using the classic drop back chord 6, 7. So A7 drops back, drops us back to do a retake cadence D minor 7, G7, C major 7. So it's a 7 chord drop back, accounting for most of the B section. The C section has something called a 7 chord pullback, and this is exactly the same as a 7 chord dropback, except that where you expect C major 7, chord 1 in the middle, you get chord 3 instead. And it can either be 3 minor 7 or 3 half diminished, which we see in this case, just giving it a bit more colour, giving it sort of minor harmony colour. Before it drops back to the A7. So we call this a pullback because it feels like you're doing the dropping back slightly early. Instead of going to chord 1, you go to chord 3, which is in effect breaking down chord 6 into its 2-5. Overall, the feeling of this 7 chord brick is very similar to the feeling of the 7 chord drop back. So the two halves of this song are, as I said at the beginning, almost identical. There's only one chord difference. So looking at a bit more detail, the A section starts with a brick called an extended cadence. Now what this is it's a standard cadence but with one extra chord in front of it. So instead of starting on 2, it starts on 6. You can also see this brick in All the Things You Are. All the Things You Are starts in the same way as Fly Me to the Moon does, with an extended cadence. We which then goes on to Overrun. Now, the Overrun we saw in Autumn Leaves, and it doesn't change the key, so the extended cadence goes home to C major 7. It overruns to F major 7, chord 4. And that's why the join to the cadence, I call it a sidewinder, because I'm thinking we're going from C major 7 down a semitone to the B half diminished. It's to start the cadence to the relative minor, A minor. At the end of the A section, we see what I call the bootstrap launcher, and we saw this in Autumn Leaves, and it's a way of getting from the relative minor to launch into a cadence back to the relative major. So the A minor 7 for half a bar becomes A dominant 7th, and that's what I call the bootstrap launcher. We saw that before. So that gets us back to the drop back in the B section. At the end of that drop back brick, we have another sidewinder into a launcher to the relative minor. So we're getting used to seeing this now. We know that that's how we get back to the relative minor. But it turns out that the relative minor is actually the first chord in the extended cadence. Another way of thinking about the extended cadence is actually that we start on the relative minor and then we high jump to a regular cadence to the relative major. So if you prefer to think of it that way, you might find it easier, because the extended cadence is a little bit awkward to get your fingers and head around, I found anyway. I sometimes find it easier to think actually the whole tune starts on one measure of the relative minor, and then there's a join that I haven't shown in the roadmap here, which would be a high jump to just a cadence or an overrun cadence rather than an extended cadence to the relative major, C major. And then looking at the C section, at the end of the C section, end of the pullback, we have the expected sidewinder join into a launcher to get us back to the A minor that we need to be at to start at the beginning of the song again. You might like to try, if you've got access to something like Spotify, where you can hear lots of different versions of the same song, then you could dial up something like Fly Me to the Moon, and once you've memorized the roadmap for the song in a key independent way, so you're not using the absolute chords, you're using the bricks and the joins as your way of memorizing it, then you could try and sit down with something like Spotify and try playing along with the tune in whatever key they've happened to take the song in. This is especially good with singers, where they usually don't take it in the original key. And that's pretty much it for Fly Me to the Moon. My name is John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book, or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk.